슬린 이어리니 포 who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our mass and those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection of
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me. Blessed Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto whom be the glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, I said, and suppose the one whom he forgave more. He said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,